Tuesday, May 6th, Feast of St. John at the Latin Gate. The lesson from Wisdom chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Then shall the just stand with great constancy against those that have afflicted them and taken away their labors. These seeing it shall be troubled with terrible fear, and shall be amazed at the suddenness of their unexpected salvation, saying within themselves, repenting, and groaning for anguish of spirit, "These are they whom we had some time in derision and for a parable of reproach. We fools esteem their life madness and their end without honor. Behold how they are numbered among the children of God, and their lot is among the saints." Haydock Commentary. At the day of judgment, the just and the reprobate know each other's condition. See Luke 16:20. Worldlings derided those who strove to obtain the goods of eternity and thought they labored in vain. The change of sentiment in the reprobate proceeds not from the love of virtue and is useless. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 23. At that time, the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to Jesus with her sons, worshiping and asking something of him, who said to her, "What wilt thou?" She saith to him, "Say that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on thy left, in thy kingdom." And Jesus answering said, "You know not what you ask. Can you drink the chalice that I shall drink?" They saith to him, "We can." He saith to them, "My chalice indeed you shall drink, but to sit on my right or left hand is not mine to give to you, but to them for whom it is prepared by my Father." Haydock Commentary. Upon Christ informing his apostles that he should die and rise again, they conceived that he would immediately reign in Jerusalem with great glory and power, and it was this that made the mother of the sons of Zebedee petition that they might take precedence and be honored by the other apostles. But Christ answers them that they knew not what they asked, for honors were to be bestowed not on relationship, but on merit. In like manner, the dignities of the church are not to be conferred upon relatives, but upon the worthy. On comparing the 27th chapter of St. Matthew with the 15th of St. Mark, it will appear that she was the same as Salome. In Mark 10:35, we find that the sons themselves made this petition. Both the sons and their mother might make it. At least the sons may be said to have done what they got their mother to desire for them, and therefore Christ directed his answer to them, "You know not what you ask." "You think," says St. John Chrysostom, "of temporal preferments, of honors and crowns, when you should be preparing yourselves for conflicts and battles." Our Lord suffers these occasional weaknesses in his apostles that he might, from his instructions and corrections, render his doctrines more intelligible to them and to posterity. So says St. Jerome. The chalice is a metaphor signifying Christ's sufferings and death. See Psalm 10:7 and Isaiah 51:17. The apostles replied, "We can drink thy cup." Their answer showed their readiness, but want of humility. St. James was the first apostle that suffered martyrdom at Jerusalem. See Acts 12:2. And St. John at Rome was put into a cauldron of boiling oil and banished into Patmos. When Christ says, "It is not mine to give you," the Arian heretics object these words against Christ's divinity. St. Augustine answers that the words are true if taken of Christ as he was man. The easier answer is that it was not his to give to them while they were in those dispositions of pride and ambition. So that the distinction made is not betwixt the Father and his eternal Son, as if the Father could give what the Son could not, but betwixt persons worthy and not worthy of such a favor. In the present state, there is no exception of persons with God, for whosoever is worthy of heaven shall receive it as the reward of his merits. Therefore Christ answers them, "It is not mine to bestow the kingdom of heaven upon you, because you are not yet deserving, on account of your pride in seeking to have yourselves preferred before my other apostles. But be ye humble, and heaven is prepared for you, as well as for all others who are properly disposed." Greatness in the next life will be proportioned to humility in this life.